Hello there, folks. So I've come out for a bit of a murky ramble in Northumberland on a grey and miserable autumn, and I've been meaning to do a video for a while on the need for quiet places and how they're disappearing from around England. And then this morning I was reading the latest news on the HS2 high speed rail link, and pretty much like all my suspicions were confirmed, not only about the Tory party but the direction of the country. And I just thought the discussion around it, the way they tried to justify it, the debate going on, was quite interesting. And so if you don't know, the HS2 high speed rail link is it's number two. Number one was the Channel Tunnel to London, and number two is the one going from London and then up into the north, and it's now under construction. And it's something that I noticed that the lefties are talking about it, but people on the right aren't. And the reason for that is because mainstream right-wing ideology or politics in England is an incoherent mess, as I've pointed out before. And I think the Tories and the greed of the Tories and the way they're in cahoots with capitalism, that this is why. Because you can't conserve something while worshipping money. The two things run diametrically opposed to each other. And you see this in the discussion around HS2 all of the time as well. So the justification which comes from the construction companies, the planners and the government are entirely down to creating jobs and connecting the country up. And then the people who are opposing it, I think they find it difficult for to find the framework for it. Because, I mean, it's unbelievably cynical, because what they're doing as well is the construction companies are actually planting trees along the way, but they're destroying ancient woodlands. The beautiful, like, places of beauty like this are just being torn to pieces. And it seems like every day in The Guardian, which I like, amazingly, I actually agree with for once, they'll point out that some tree or another, like a 400-year-old oak or a 200-year-old pear tree, which is like a symbol and a place of beauty in the local area, has now been chopped down as well. And people have said, well, why do they have to, why is it so destructive? Why can't they, if they're going to build it, that's one thing. Why is it destroying all of these places of beauty? And the reason for that is because the train is actually going to move at 250 miles an hour, and it can't go around corners. It can't tackle curves at that speed. It would have to slow down. So they want it to, it's like maximum efficiency, and that means it'll just have to destroy anything in its path. There was a story in Yorkshire where they've actually got like a little area in Yorkshire which is new build houses. They hadn't even finished building the housing estate, and the locals are being turfed out. People are being evicted, farmers are losing their land, and the ancient woodlands doesn't matter one bit. But what I think is just unbelievably cynical is the way they're going to say, well, okay, this ancient forest which has been there for like 1,000 years is going to be destroyed, but hey, we're going to plant a load of like fast growing saplings. And so you've lost the ancient woodland, you've lost all these oaks, but we're going to plant these new trees, and in 10 years they're fast growing and you're going to have trees again. So like, what are you complaining about? And it's where what they're doing is, it's just quantity. They're saying like it's only the quantity of trees that's a problem, and there's no thought given to just beauty for the sake of beauty, because that you can't reduce that to a data, you can't reduce that to a spreadsheet. And so it's just, well, one tree gets chopped down and this ancient area is now destroyed, but there'll be like 100 saplings in its place, which is completely missing the point. But for people there who are protesting against it, it's quite a difficult one, because we're so used to thinking in these materialist terms. We're so used to thinking in terms of raw empirical data that it seems a bit kooky. If somebody in the local area was to come out and say, well, we actually have a spiritual connection to this area, well, in the modern world, the merchants, the politicians, they don't like that kind of speech. Everybody thinks it's weird. Everybody thinks it's a bit kooky and a bit off kilter. And so they'll just kind of override that, and you'll be met with snide remarks. Yet the objections of the locals, it does come down to that. It does come down to a sense of place and a spiritual sense of belonging. But the language and those kinds of ideas are just not they're not part of the modern world, essentially. And so what they're then going to have to do is go on the back foot, and they're going to have to argue against it on the terms of the merchants and the political class, and they'll then say, well, it's not going to be efficient, or it's not going to, it's actually not worth the money. But the people who are making the HS2, they don't care about that. They're not stupid when it comes to economics. So there is something in it for them, at any rate. You know, you can't use the scorpion sting to sting the scorpion. I suppose one of the things the defenders of it would say that this is just progress. But I mean, especially on the Tory right, again, I can't stress enough how much I despise this materialistic, greedy, shallow, stupid, self-centred trait on the centre right, which just makes any kind of decent, even just mild conservatism, never mind nationalism or any kind of traditionalism, it makes it impossible, because they'd say, well, this is just progress, baby, stop complaining. But that's actually a leftist trait. What are we progressing towards? Why are you defending progressivism? And what are we defending? What is it that we're heading towards? Well, in the case of the 2 hours towards 2 hour travelling time from London to Newcastle, or even shorter, or an hour here or there, you can get around the country in no time whatsoever, then we're progressing to a place where everybody is uprooted from their own place in the world. Everybody becomes a person from nowhere. And nobody will be left who is a person from anywhere, because everywhere has been destroyed. And the logic of this progressivism is the one that which is destroying what makes a place. And in this case, it's the ancient woodlands, it's these trees, it's these landmarks, all are being wiped out. And so you can say, well, you can work in Manchester and then you can go back to London, and you can commute from one end of the country to the other. Well, why is that in and of itself like a good thing? And by the way, I cannot help but say, I also find the idea that London is just like an hour and a half away from the north, and that all the scum and filth who live in London can now London can belch out its filth all over the country within an hour, is also quite disgusting. So the main reason for the HS2 line is that the roads, because that they try to use an environmental argument for it, and it's that Britain's roads are too congested and there's too many trucks driving on them, and that there's going to be they're going to reduce that the HS2 is going to reduce pollution. So what you see is that the problem that they're facing is one of perpetual growth. So on the one hand, the population has to endlessly go up through mass immigration. The GDP, the magic line on the graph, always have to go up. That's what we worship. Whatever it takes, we have to increase and expand and growth, perpetual economic growth. That reaches a point where the traffic on the roads is gridlocked. We're going to layer what's left of the countryside with housing estates to house everybody, just keep the graph going up, just keep that line on the graph always going up, and we're in complete gridlock. So then the next round is to smash down all of these ancient forests and institute a £106 billion scheme to have a train connecting Manchester and London in an hour or whatever, and then we're going to rip up all of the countryside, remove people, and all of it's just for growth. And what their reasoning is that with growth, quality of life quality of life will go up if we have perpetual growth. But this isn't the case, because their method of measuring quality of life is completely retarded. Because what they'll discover when they turn around is that there's nothing left to enjoy. And there's a reason why people like these woodlands. There's a reason why people like being alone in quiet spaces. And if that's no longer possible because of the growth, then you've got nothing to do with yourself. You've got nothing to enjoy anymore. There's no outdoors left. You've turned it all into a fucking retail park. It isn't enough. These purely materialist understandings of humanity aren't enough. And I despise them because they don't care. They're just like fucking zombies. I hate it. I hate this process of rampant destruction through stupidity and greed. I can't stand it. I'll see you later, folks.